Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
The Lord's Prayer, that's Matt Maher on Your Network of Praise, and we want the Lord's will to be done around the globe as well as in our heart.
Yes.
And we are wanting to talk about that very thing with Justice Owaka, who is the morning show presenter in Africa. Is that right? The presenter, Justice? Can you hear us, Justice?
Yes, I can hear you guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Justice. How are you?
Why, thank you. I'm telling you, technology.
Ooh. I know. I know, right?
Okay, now typically, a morning show doesn't begin until everyone's had their coffee. Do you start with coffee in the morning in Africa?
Actually, for me, since I'm a morning person, so I tend to really be up and about. So I'm usually just up really and quick and ready for the day, actually. So, no coffee for me. Just
okay. All right. Well, I'm not you're a coffee
with,
guy either.
I was going to say, you're with Dave. Dave is all about tea. So
just,
you're not alone.
Justice Owaka.
Amen.
What is the name of the morning show that you do?
It's called The Quiet Storm.
Ooh.
Why The Quiet Storm?
Yes, good question. And I get that all the time. Uh-huh. You see, in scripture, when you go through all the gospels, at that particular point when the disciples, you know, after feeding the 5,000 and they were crossing over to the other side, and there was this tumult and in the Sea of Galilee, and all of them, you know, they were trying by man's, knowledge and their expertise as seafarers and all that. And yet the Lord Jesus was soundly asleep in the middle of this tumult.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they went and cutting a long story short, woke him up and, he first rebuked the storm and calmed the seas and all that and turned down and rebuked them. And so, that is where we got the name for the morning show, that the Lord quiets every storm in your life. He will just speak one word. He says, quiet, peace be still.
Yeah.
And there will be a quiet in the storm. So, quiet storm.
Boy,
I love that.
You know, one of my favorite portions of that story is where then the disciples look at him and say, who is this?
Who is this? Yes, who is this man?
It's like things are just dawning on them, even after he's been teaching them. It's, wow, this is really true.
Yes.
This is the Son of God.
True, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Justice Owaka,
we're talking to us live from Africa.
We
are so looking forward to getting to know you more, getting to know more about the morning show. We have been talking about over the past few weeks about how you do a three-word sermon. So we're going to put you to work a little later on here.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that.
Now, getting to know you just real quickly, you're married. You have a couple of kids.
Yeah, married to a beautiful woman. She is a high school teacher here, actually, Gladys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the names of your kids?
And the two children. Firstborn son, he's called Zamar Jaden. Uh-huh. Zamar is a Hebrew for to lift up a psalm of worship to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And baby girl is 5. She's called Ariella Gile. And Ariella is also Hebrew for lioness of Yahweh. And Gile, she was given that after this, just a powerful woman who pinned, those remember the story, Gile who pinned the head of the king with a peg in a tent, to the ground. So those are the two lovely children that God has blessed us with. Yeah.
I understand she is a daddy's girl.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, yes, you best believe it.
tell us who came up with the name Gile for her.
Oh, it was her grandma, our mom, who, the Lord promoted to glory last year in September after battling with cancer.
Yeah.
And, when she was born, she just, took her up in her arms. And mom raised Ariella up and said, Lord God, I present you Giles. And that was it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a goosebump type thing.
I know,
thing.
Right? That's so good.
I love that. All right, we're spending time with Justice Awaka, the morning show guy in Africa. We're going to hear more in just a moment.
Yeah, welcome
Stay
to the morning
tuned.
Show with Dave, Marcy, and Justice. I like the ring.
We've been looking forward to that.
Woohoo!
Right, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, here's Big Daddy Wave, and I know. It's called I Know. It's from Big Daddy Wave. It's your network of praise. Good morning. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is a Monday. It's not just any Monday.
It's not any Monday. Just any Monday. Yeah, you are listening right now to the morning show. Of course, Dave and I are with you normally at this time, but it's the Day of Hope, which means we get to do a super exciting morning show. Justice Awaka has joined us, and he's speaking to us from Nairobi, which is amazing. Thank you, Lord, for the technology we have today that we're able to talk to. Good morning, Justice.
Hey, morning, Massey. Morning, David. Morning, Montana. Hey,
you've
from Nairobi, Kenya.
Now, you've been from Kenya. Yeah, you've been doing the morning show for quite a while, both through your network, both through New Life Africa Satellite Network, as well as other places.
Yeah.
Tell us for real, because I started actually, and allow me to just send a shout out to a friend of mine who's listening and tuning in Kenya. She's called Anne.
Oh, yeah.
We used to work, first of all, at Trans World Radio Africa.
Oh.
That was from 2002, 2003. And then the Lord made a way and opened doors for me to go into Hope FM, one of the biggest gospel radio stations in Kenya. Mm. So I checked into Hope FM from 2007, started off with a drive show. So I'm the one who used to, you know, after a long day, you know, guys in traffic, all, really wanted to get home and away from the traffic. Yeah. Then 2010, transitioned from the drive show to the morning show.
Ah.
Now, morning show, I used to check into the studio by 4 a.m. because the show starts at 5 a.m. With 1 hour of prayer, and then 6 a.m., as we say in the radio lingo, 6 to 9, and now the show proper.
So, the show proper. That's excellent.
It's one thing that has fascinated me. You say you're a morning person, and I have to say I'm a little jealous of that. I need coffee in order to get waking up, but you're just like Dave. You and Dave are tea people, which is fascinating to me, always fascinating.
it's the big thing.
Just naturally wake
up.
I thank God for that.
Amen. Now, as I understand it, what you do is very interactive, and you hear a lot from your listeners. Any comments from them that you could share with us?
Yeah, actually, one comes out immediately. There was, and right now, funnily enough, now the Lord has also opened a way that he is a part of our affiliate team as well, Andama from South Sudan. And he is actually originally from Uganda. Then he moved to Sudan, and we continue praying for Sudan right now with the situation there. Yeah. Then he moved to South Sudan, and he has this network of community radio stations that he set up in Uganda, in Sudan, and also South Sudan. And so he said that he felt the leading of the Holy Spirit, just like Paul, that he needed to go to not only reach out to the Muslim, brothers and sisters who had already heard about Christ, but were meeting underground, as it were, quote unquote. And so he felt that he needed to go there, move from Uganda, his home country, to go to South Sudan, first Sudan, then now South Sudan. And he's doing really tremendous. And he was actually the first our first listeners when we were still green around the ears, when a new life had just started, and, you know, we were trying everything to see that. And Roger was, you know, really, and thank you so much, Roger, and the YNAP team as well. Oh. And, you know, just the tech team and guys sometimes burning the midnight oil to make sure that, hey, Justice, can you really, upload your voice tracks? Can you get good feedback? And together with Joseph, our African director. And so Andama was actually one of our first listeners to give us feedback on Facebook and tell us, hey guys, I am listening in and tuning in. And that has been such an encouragement for me. Yes. And he has remained as one of our family here at New Life Africa. So that's really one. And he says the way that he's connected also with his radio station and the way that New Life Africa has been a blessing, touching souls, including his own and his family. So that's one testimony that really caught my eye and I thank God for.
Oh, you know, that's the wonderful thing about radio. We get to talk to so many people. The strange thing about radio is we don't see them.
Exactly.
So it's wonderful to get these testimonies that come back. Do you have another one you could share with us?
My parents.
Your parents.
You know, so I'm 42 going 43. Uh-huh. And I'm the last born of the family. We are five, now four. We lost our brother, the brother in the middle. You know, he passed on a few years ago. Mm. And so my mom, who's just about turning 70, and my dad, who's 82, they, you know, first of all, they couldn't understand because they were really accustomed to listening to me on live FM when I was working at Hope FM. So me trying to tell them, listen, guys, you have to download this app and you have to tune in.
Yeah.
And then you can't interact with me live because even if you sent me and said, hey, son, we are listening to you. Thank you. God bless you. I would only be able to respond tomorrow. So
that's so great.
One thing, and I shared with Roger and Joseph, is they really, and allow me to also share this. My mom was involved in a grisly road accident in the year 2011, and we almost lost her. And even right now, she still has the quote-unquote scars. She has this almost innocuous limp. And, you know, she is one of those, I would say, the Maranatha mothers who grew up really, you know, and she actually, when she said that when I was in her tummy, because she was in the choir, she said, this one, this last one is going to be, is going to be the praise and worship team. And actually I was, and still am in the praise and worship team. And so mom and dad say that, listen, we thank the Lord for your network of praise. We thank the Lord for New Life Africa. May the Lord bless you guys. You are a blessing to us. The pastors that come on board and the messages of hope that we hear, may the Lord bless New Life Africa and may the Lord bless your network of praise. Those were their words. And I thank God for that. That is a testimony for me as well.
Oh, man. I love that.
That's great. You know, you and a little bit later on this hour, we'll get to more. Boy, we have a lot to squeeze in here, but you have some things you want to share directly to our listeners. We're going to get to that. We want to hear your testimony. And then this three-word sermon that we keep hearing about. So stick around. We're with Justice Awaka, the morning show person in Africa, sharing with us, taking some time. It's actually 5 o'clock there, so a little bit later in the day there. But we're going to hear more from Justice right after this from Ben Fuller.
I heard Shane told you a story.
It's called But the Cross. It's Ben Fuller. It's your network of praise, 32 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Now, usually you listen to Marcy and me and Amy and Nick.
And the normal Monday show, morning show.
This morning we pulled out all the stops. We thought, hey, let's go to Kenya and hear from Justice Awaka. Good morning, Justice.
Now, good morning, Dave.
Good afternoon. It's 5:33. There and you're sitting in your living room, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely, next to our cat. She's called Ash.
That's good.
That's great. I love that. All right. I want to bring my cat to the morning show, Dave. Justice can do it. Why can't I?
Now, you've told us about spending it. You've been working in radio for several years, and it involves early hours and involves doing things that you have to stretch yourself to do. Let me just ask you this question, Justice. Why is it that you are doing what you're doing in New Life Africa?
You know, when Scripture says that we are open letters being read by the Word, and, you know, Paul is very clear telling us that for everything we do, we have to realize that from our neighbors to our children, for those of us who are parents and grandchildren as well, are watching us, and they have to, you know, we have to really bounce off of what we have been taught and what we have learned from Scripture. But not also, not only that, you see, for me, it also goes farther because the Lord is using me as a mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. And it says, that Scripture that says that they have to hear the word of the Lord. And, you know, how will they hear if somebody is not sent to go tell them? You know, hearing, faith comes by the hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. And for me, I was like, Lord, you gave me this gift. And I knew about this gift way back when I was actually about 6 or 7 years old. Because my mom would still remind me and says that, listen, you used to take, for those of us who remember the old tape players. Mm-hmm. So I used to go and record myself trying to copy the newscasters, listening to the BBC and, you know, and all that, and trying to emulate them. And some of the, as I used to also hear Top of the Pops, for those who remember, it's a British program a long time ago, you know, and trying to mimic the way he's saying. And now, number four, coming up next, you know, and, you know, it's stuff like that. And when I went into college, everyone, this is also just God confirming his word, is like everyone or everyone in class, including the senior class when I was a sophomore first year, they recognized that, hey, listen, this dude has a good voice for not only voiceovers, but also to come in as a continuity voice. And so for their projects, that is what they would come in and they would request of me to lend my voice into their projects. And that started, and I would get this encouragement from the lecturers and saying, hey, listen, please don't let that voice go to waste like everyone else who does. God has given you a gift and he will ask of you, that what did you do with what I what I'd given you, just like Moses was asked, what do you have in your hand? So don't just say like Moses, I have a simple staff. Oh, you have a voice. Yes, that is your staff. Use it.
You know, that,
and so I was really challenged by that. And I said, Lord, wherever you lead me, I will go. Here I am, just like Samuel of old. Here I am. Lord, use me. And I can say as a testimony that truly the Lord has been using me, because my voice has opened doors that are so, I can't even begin to equate them, because I've been used, my voice, use is such a bad word, isn't it? My voice has been, I've lent my voice to really big productions, some documentaries, some, you know, voiceover adverts, and also just some Christian programming here and there as an intro and an outro voice, or as a just the commentator, other than the radio work that the Lord has allowed me to do here. So those are some of the things. When you asked me, Dave, why I love what I do, that just being able to meet somebody, a stranger, just says, hey, are you Justice? Because I've heard your voice, you know, and I think I heard your voice somewhere, like you've just talked to me. Are you Justice Owaka of Hope FM? I said, yes, I am. Oh, the Lord bless you, Justice. You just don't know how you, the devotion you shared in the morning was what I really needed to hear from God.
I love that. And so, Justice, just, I was kind of, I'm curious then how that relationship with the Lord started for you. What age were you at when that happened?
I was actually 8 years old. Yeah. 8 years old, and I remember it was during the Christmas cantata, and I was auditioned to play one of the sheep. I was in a TV story.
You,
yeah,
you got it. You nailed it.
So, so you know, taking it as a joke, and Mom used to tell me, "Listen, anything to do with God, if you're tasked even with just reading a sentence from the Bible, especially, please take it seriously. Justice, don't joke, especially when you're standing before God and before man to share anything, even if it is a one line drama. Please go do it well unto the Lord, not because of man. And so that stuck with me. And so I was the, I acted out the best sheep in the TV story I could.
I play that part every day, I swear.
So, when I, the following year, when I got to nine, I joined in our school, in our primary school, I joined our, you know, the Bible club. And by the time the end of the year, I was already the chair of our Bible club. And of course, you know, as young children, we get born again. Children get born again almost every Sunday, every day.
And that's so amazing.
When I got to 10, I made that decision seriously. And in sharing my testimony, I know, Marcy, you've just asked me about it. I, you know, really became serious with the Lord at 10. Became a teenager, lost my relationship like a prodigal when I got 13. And up till 18, the Lord found me again because I went a whoring. I was a wreck. I, you know, got addicted to pornography at that age, between 13 to 18, 19. And I was just, my mom couldn't believe that this is her shining light, as she called me, and her beacon, that what is going on. And one of my aunties used to just encourage her when she told me later that, listen, the story of the prodigal is in the Bible for a reason.
Right.
To be praying for justice. That is why the story is there. It is not just there as a story. This is our prodigal, and he's going to come back. God is, he is a child of God, he's going to come back. And
very
19,
wise.
I... You know, I remember very well, 31st of December, when I was 19 years old, crossover service, I finally said, you know what, God, I am back home. And yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I love hearing that. I love hearing that because I know there are moms out there listening right now who have a prodigal, and it feels like you can't see what the end is going to look like, and it can seem very discouraging. But to know that this does happen, and you keep praying, you know, that foundation is there. I appreciate that encouragement.
Yes.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah. Please, moms, don't give up. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on your teenagers. Don't give up on your, even the ones who are already, you know, post-teens and the young adults. Don't give up on them. Just keep being on your knees, praying in your closet for them. Cover them in prayer.
Amen. Again, we're visiting with Justice Awaka. He is the morning show guy in Africa. We keep talking about Africa. Here's the guy who does the morning show, New Life Africa Satellite Network.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your time. We appreciate all you do. Boy, this has been fun. This is, you know, this week is our chance to come before our listeners and just talk to them about what's going on here at Your Network of Praise.
Yes.
And so let's take a moment, Justice. You have our the ear of our listeners. Anything in particular you'd like to say to them?
Thank you. Thank you, David, Messi, and everyone who's listening in and tuning. And first of all, allow me, on behalf of the rest of the crew here at New Life Africa, that's not only myself, you have also Johanna, you have Jackie, you have Talia, you have Lizzie, and, you know, Joseph, of course, who is our African director, and I know he's tuning in. Hey, Joseph. The thing is this, guys. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because I know, as Roger and has been telling us, as well as Joseph, that this is an answered prayer of people who started trusting and believing in the Lord for an outreach to Africa. And it started a while back. And so one thing is, we don't take that for granted. I know I don't take that for granted, and I speak on the behalf of, and I know all of us are like that in New Life Africa. We thank God for you answering to the call. And just, you know, maybe if I can just share this from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. It may not, you may not really, as it is right now, imagine or see the bigger picture, but it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Africa needed this. And for you just heeding to the call of the Lord to send, you know, that prayer request as well, or word of encouragement, or even that $1, $2, $20, or whatever it is, that the Lord is using you to make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert in Africa through this, the message of hope using the medium called radio. And I can't say thank you enough. May the Lord bless you and may he make his face shine upon you. And may he just extend the pegs of your tents and may you never know no luck. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justice.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's wonderful. That is it.
You're going to have to hug everybody over there for us since we can't be there with you.
All of Africa.
Please. All of them. But, you know, but I mean the staff.
Too,
I mean the staff. Yeah. But I really appreciate you being the voice. And getting to hear from you directly, because we get to talk about New Life Africa Satellite Networks. So we get to talk about, you know, expanding that network and talking to millions of people. But hearing your voice really makes it real. You know, it's like putting a face to something. You're putting a voice to the ministry there. And so I really appreciate getting to talk to you.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to hear another song, and then we keep talking about and hearing about these three-word
sermons.
We would love to impose upon you and get one of those in just a moment. Right now, it is back into the music. Benjamin William Hastings, That's the Thing About Praise. Great song from Benjamin William Hastings. That's the Thing About Praise.
And
blessing offer
too.
In there as well.
Yeah.
You're going to be talking to him in just a little bit.
I'm very excited. Very soon, next hour, I'm going to be talking to Blessing Offer, getting to know him more because he's our theme song for the year. Brighter Days. He's the one who sings that.
Right now, we're visiting with Justice Awaka. He's the morning show person on New Life Africa Satellite Network.
Which, by the way, is called The Quiet Storm.
The Quiet Storm is more show.
I love the name of your morning show, Justice.
Thank you, guys.
Like
amen.
That.
Amen.
Hey, let me ask you something. We've been talking this morning. We will continue throughout the day. We have a list from Pastor David Jeremiah that's saying, what to do until Christ returns. It's a 10-point pinpoint list. And let me put this before you, Justice. You have this in front of you, Justice. Any one of those, could you pick one that just kind of jumps out at you?
Restore the bereaved, number 10.
Yes. Why that one?
See, like I said, we lost my mom-in-law in September last year. And I've seen the way loss can be very devastating to a point where families titter on the verge of, just breaking.
Yes. Yeah.
And and so for me, as because many may not know, I'm also an ordained pastor.
So, we're going to tap into that soon.
Amen.
Yeah.
So for me, restoring the bereaved is one that also really tugs at the strings of my heart, not only because of being a minister, but also, I mean, who is the restorer of the brokenhearted?
Right. Amen.
He's our Father in Christ as well.
Right.
And so, He told us to do, the work before he comes, and he's coming very soon. And Roger alluded to that in the previous hour that we don't know, but as things happen in the world, it's we are almost in that at that time. We are almost going home. We are almost going home.
Yeah.
So restoring the bereaved for me would be one that stands out in this.
I absolutely agree. When you're in that moment of loss and grief, you really truly a lot of times that brings people right to the feet of Jesus in a unique way, when you don't really expect it, but it does push them towards Christ and asking those questions. So that's good.
Justice Awaka with us, morning show presenter in Africa.
So I've always been told in my lifetime that if you truly understand something, if you truly know something, you should be able to explain it to a child. And so when I hear when I hear three word sermon, that's kind of what comes to mind to me. Like, it's like, well, if you understand the gospel and the story of Christ, you should be able to break it down. I don't know that I could do it, though, Justice.
Well,
I'm
this,
impressed
this
by this.
This is part of the regular morning show, The Quiet Storm, in
this.
Africa. Yes. So would you give us an example of
Please.
A three-word sermon?
I'm so curious.
Oh, okay. And so allow me, first of all, to start, like, because I know we're almost out of time. But usually what I say is that it's our three-word sermon segment. Now, think three words, you know, in and within the Bible between Genesis to Revelation. Mm. That is what qualifies it as a three-word sermon, first of all. Mm. And then I give some examples. Say, for example, where God's concerned, our Father, let there be. Mm. Mm. All right. Yes. And then where Christ is concerned, it is finished, spoken in between the two thieves at Calvary. Yeah. Mm. And then what I usually say is it must make it, it must stand out immediately, even to one who's not born again, because this is like an icebreaker. An evangelism tool is an icebreaker,
yeah.
So that when somebody, you know, you go present them and say, do you know how much God loves you? Mm. And John 3:16, for God so loved, he loved you, he loved me, that he gave his only begotten son. So if there's anything I really love for you to go with is God loves you.
Oh. I love that.
He loves you. Yeah. And so today, the one I'd like to share with all of us this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. It says, there are three things that remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And so, three-word sermon is faith, hope, love. Faith, basically, you believe in things that have not been as if they are. Hope is knowing that we will eventually, when we stay in the straight and narrow, meet the Lord eventually in heaven. And love, I mean, this is the biggest thing that we could ever even give back, because he himself loved us so much that he crushed his son, as Isaiah says. Mm. So faith, hope, love.
Oh, wonderful.
Justice, that's so amazing. I love that. And because, I mean, it's amazing how when you do that, because there's, it does feel like when you're talking, when you want to talk to somebody about Christ, or when you want to talk to them about faith, that there's just so much that you could talk about. There's so many directions you could go. But I love the focus of that, because with those three words, like you said, it's a great conversation starter, and allows you to just have that conversation.
Yes.
Just love in and of itself, that one word, there's so many ways that you could speak to them about that. So I love that.
Justice Awaka.
And then another thing.
Yeah,
is, sorry, Dave. I know we're going out, but as a final one, the thing is, so that we also don't get into the quote unquote Christianese, you know, linger, because like you say, Mercy, rightly, the moment we start overthinking it, because we've been born again for so long, we try become theological in our explanation.
Yes.
But Christ said the kingdom of God belongs to such as these children. So bring it childlike, so that somebody who does not know about the Lord would understand about the Lord.
Yes.
There was several years ago, we were at a fair as a station. We were at a fair, and a fellow walked up to our tent and wanted to challenge why we were there, who we, what we believed, all that kind of thing. And we pulled off to the side, he and I, and got into a long conversation. And I reflected on it later, and I was so distressed, because I realized we got all tied up in bickering back and forth about theology, about this, that, and the other thing, and never got to the real moving root of faith, hope, and love.
Yes.
And what are you going to do with this, Christ?
No, I think you're absolutely right. That I love that, because when you can talk about the depth, the length, the height of the love of God that he has for you, and that we can't even fully comprehend it, that's the key right there. And it's just in one word.
All right. Justice Awaka, morning show presenter in Africa, New Life Africa Satellite Network. Before we let you go, Justice, we're going to be talking about you all week long and inviting folks to get involved. One of the ways we really want them to get involved is in prayer. What kind of things, how can we pray for you and the ministry?
Just basically for the Lord to give us the unction and the ability and wisdom, so that when we prepare for the shows, it is his word that we actually, you know, take on air, and may our tongues not be used for anything else, not for our glory, not for man's glory, but for his glory, because it is his kingdom, so that we can reach many.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well said. Thank you, Justice. Yes. We appreciate you. Sir. We will be praying for you.
Amen.
And thank you for
thank
you for your time this morning or over there in almost the end of the 5 o'clock hour.
Squeeze your wife for us, your two kids, the staff. You're going to be busy today. Just hug everybody.
I do that. Thank you, Mercy. Thank you, David.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.